Michael Brockers, defensive tackle, St. Louis Rams, and this is Rams 360.
The 14th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the St. Louis Rams select Michael Brockers, defensive tackle, LSU.
Oh man, it was amazing, surreal. You all always dreamed about, you know, being in the green room and, you know, going through the whole process of me, you know, shaking the commissioner's hand and. I don't know. I was in shock, really. You know, when they called me, he was like, yeah, we're going to pick you up with this next pick. And I'm like, really? Like, nah, he's joking, you know. But, I mean, I didn't really show no emotion. Everybody else was crying. My agents were crying. My grandmother and my mom were crying. And I'm just, like, still in shock, really. So it really hasn't hit me yet. So I love being here. I mean, love the team, you know, the fans are great, they're awesome, you know, for somebody that just got picked up yesterday, I'm getting all kind of congratulations, welcome, you know, to St. Louis, and, you know, this is home, and so it's all good. Les Snead called my agent, and, you know, my agent, they were talking, you know, for a little bit, and I'm like, you know, everybody's calling each other, you know, in the green room, so I'm like, okay, this is just, you know, this is something mediocre, it's nothing big, and then, you know, he gave me the phone, and he's like, he kind of like, slapped my leg, like, this is it. And I'm like, really? You know, I'm being ran? I got on the phone, and he was like, yeah, we're thinking about picking you up with this next pick. And, you know, he put Coach Fisher on the line, and he was like, you ready to go? You know, we got the defensive side set up, and we want you a part of it. And I just want the opportunity to play and show you know, the world and these coaches that, you know, I'm the player they should have picked up. And, I'm, you know, really grateful that the Rams chose me, and I'll give them 110%. I'm a physical, nasty defensive tackle that, you know, every team, I feel like, needs on that team. You know, some guy that'll get hype, you know, when, you know, big plays happen and go show all kind of emotion on the field. And, you know, I just bring so many things to the football field and defense side of the ball. I mean, I feel like I can really improve this team's defense. When I seen that, I was like, that's a little too much for little old me, but I'm just so, you know, low-key. I mean, you could just pick me up in a little truck like Coach Waffle said, and I would have been fine with it. I just wanted to get in here and, you know, see the people, you know, I'll be working with for a couple of years, and hopefully, you know, for the rest of my years. And just get to know him and show him that, you know, I'm a great person.
Hey, Rams fan, this is Michael Brockers, number 90, defensive tackle.
Rams bring five. Rodgers in trouble, going to be sacked. Yes, back at the 30-yard line by Michael Brockers. That's his first NFL sack.
And this is my dog, Tyson. Hey, Rams fan, this is Michael Brockers, number 90, defensive tackle.
Rams bring five. Rodgers in trouble, going to be sacked. Yes, back at the 30-yard line by Michael Brockers. That's his first NFL sack.
And this is my dog, Tyson. Tyson is a year and 6 months. I had him since I was in college. And, yeah, we wasn't supposed to really have dogs in our dorms, but, you know, he was so cute, and you know, I rescued him from a rescue center in Baton Rouge. So, you know, I had him ever since. Tyson is a mix between a German Shepherd and a boxer. If you look at him, some people, you know, think he's a dingo or anything like that. But yeah, you know, this mixed breed between a German Shepherd and a boxer. I mean, I always wanted a dog, you know, and you know, when I was younger, I got severely bitten by a dog, and I just wanted to get over my fear of dogs, because I didn't even want to be around them. So I found him, and you know, I wanted to raise him from a puppy, not to be vicious or anything like that. So decided to get him, send him in there. You know, he was like $70, and you know, I mean, he's well worth it. And when I come home from, you know, work, you know, I take him outside before I leave and come back, and you know, he's whining outside the door, you know, ready to come in and attack me, jump on me. And yeah, man, I mean, I love him like a son. I mean, when I see why people say when you have dogs, they're just like kids, because you treat them like it. He's just a big kid, just like me. I'm a big kid. I still play games and all that. So I think characters are similar if you really look at it. Look at him right now. He's laying down in the shade because he's tired. That looks like me after a long day after work, you know. In the shade, you know, dead tired, just laying down with your tongue hanging out. So, yeah, our personalities are very similar. This is my wife's dog. This is not my dog. This is Chanel. She's a sweetheart, though, you know, very, very pretty. She don't like doing anything a regular dog does. She wants to be a little kid for real, but this is my wife's dog, you know. I love her just like my own, you know, don't claim her too much, but, you know, she is my dog. Thanks for joining me and Tyson on That's My Dog. Look at these guys.
Wow. All right, Brock's the greatest on three. 1, 2, 3.
Brock's the greatest. Let's go, fellas. Look at these guys. Who? Huh.
Wow.
My camera came off.
Oh man, if you're having fun, I mean, it goes by a little faster. If you're out there thinking about the heat and how miserable it is, and you know how long it is, you're not having, it's gonna be miserable for you all practice.
I'm just too violent, man. If I smack the ball, I'm gonna be able to finish. Hey, Oos was cheating. Hey, we can go back to the camera. His hand was over the line.
But if you're out there having fun, competing, you know, left side versus right side, that's our little thing right now. So it makes it fun. It makes practice
Meet
real
us
fun.
In the middle. Meet us in the middle. Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Come on, give us some.
We got a good day to fly around, man. Let's ball out on three. 1, 2, 3.
Ball up. Hell yeah.
We do a lot of individual with Coach Wath. I mean, we go through everything, all situations, one-on-one pass rush. We do, you know, run schemes, you know, base blocks, all stuff like that.
Is that how you want the text, or you want me to lift? Okay.
You're perfecting the guard.
Yeah. Okay.
Go through gauntlets, learn how to, you know, use your hands as far as fast rush and stuff like that. So individual is a big part of what we do.
This got to be the heaviest sled in America, bro. Ain't no way. Man, hey, can I help if I'm that violent? I took his arm off his body.
Oh, yeah, I love that. I mean, because it's simulating, you know, you getting the ball out of a quarterback and you sacking the quarterback. You know, we don't get too many, you know, as far as defensive tackles, but, you know, it's a good simulation as far as, you know, getting the ball back for offense and stuff like that.
I was trying to catch it off the bounce, man. But we pushing the sled more than y'all, so. Eugene Sims, number 97. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving shout outs on Instagram and Twitter. Rob getting in that extra work. Y'all see him. You know what I'm saying? Rookie's supposed to be doing that, but you know what I'm saying? The vets, we don't really care, you know? Do what we gotta do. I'm okay, I'm a rookie, but I still got three games. But I still wanna get ready, you know what I'm saying? I'm preparing for the veteranism. Woo! Something about this camera giving me more energy. Let's go. Here, let them hear you.
Everybody's striving to be like Brock today. The greatest ever.
Hell yeah.
All right, Brock's the greatest on three. One, two, three.
Brock's the greatest. Let's go, fellas. I feel like I'm being born every time I get in my pads. I see how babies feel. I feel like I'm being born every time I get in my pads. I see how babies feel.
It's real laid back. I don't know if it's because we're a young team, but it's real laid back. Listening to music, you know, getting your own groove and stuff like that. We have Rob Quinn, you know, DJing, you know, in the locker room, you know, getting us loose. And, you know, before we go out to stretch, you know, he puts on his song. Everybody, you know, gets into it and stuff like that. So real laid back atmosphere. But everybody knows, you know, when them lights come on, you under them lights, it's go time.
That could be my little tradition, just tap my face.
Surreal every time, you know, you get out there. I try not to go out just so I can get that surreal experience every time, because when you go out, you kind of know what to expect, you know, to see the fans and stuff like that. But once you already in your pads and stuff like that, and you go out, and if you're in an opponent's stadium, they're booing you, so that's great. But if you're in your stadium, you know, they're cheering for you, they're ready for you to go. So for the most part, it's surreal every time we go out there. Play the run, you know, rush the passer, you know, collapse the pocket. I can, you know, I think that's my three biggest things I have to do as far as, you know, on this defensive line. And if I do that, I think everybody, you know, everybody else, you know, is supposed to be, you know, accountable, and they do their job, and, you know, I do my job. I mean, I think the defense can, you know, go a long way.
Get a feel of your hands on these tight jerseys, okay? Get a feel for it. All right, here we go. Get up. Now get it going, okay?
Let's go.
Challenge each other. Have some goddamn fun, man. Okay, let's go. D-line up three. 1, 2, 3.
D-line.
Let's go.
Set the tempo for your dominant season, all right? For
real. Yeah.
Set the tempo today.
Let's go! We got to win the 60 minutes! Can we do that?
Yeah.
Let's go! Dominate on three! 1, 2, 3!
Dominate!
Jay Feely approaches. We're underway in downtown St. Louis.
There we go.
I need to hit somebody, bro.
Jay Feely approaches. We're underway in downtown St. Louis.
There we go.
I need to hit somebody, bro.
Dominic, something out. Hey, Dominic.
Come from the SEC, you know, a lot of teams run power plays, and, you know, you go get them double teams, and it kind of, you know, that's my type of game. I like that smash mouth football. I like running downhill and stuff like that and going against a guy and, you know, having to beat this one guy or, you know, having to know that, you know, this guy might double me or he might not. And just coming off the ball and being physical as I can, I think that's my game.
First down, Palmer back, hit to the backside, the ball's out, it's on the ground.
Hey, good.
Oh, man, we have a great relationship, you know, going out knowing that, you know, he's going to rush that passer. You know, as long as I, you know, take two and, you know, maybe if he's having a great game like he did Sunday, man, hopefully, you know, my guy go out to him and I got the one-on-one. But, you know, for the most part, man, you know, I try to stop the run. I stop the run and he rushes that passer. And, you know, as long as we have that balance in between us, man, we'll go a long way.
Big pressure, Robert Quinn's got him again. 2 sacks for Robert Quinn.
2 already, good. Big dog, he can't handle your speed, bro. Hey, starting off the season great, baby. We should be whooping their ass right now, bro.
Yeah.
On second down, they'll throw the fade again to Fitzgerald, left side, this time on the money, and that's a touchdown.
Can't do nothing about that, bro. We got to be beating them, bro. They ain't nothing special.
Tack defense.
Hey, 11 in the backfield.
I've been watching wrestling for like the last 2 weeks. I ain't seen John Cena at all. Is he with Raw? I've been watching SmackDown.
Oh, I forgot I was mic'd up, bro.
Hey, cut that out.
Bradford throws, caught by Cook, turning up to the end zone. Touchdown, Jerry Cook!
Let's go, baby! Let's go!
There we go, Cook! There we go!
Kick is away, plenty of leg. No good, he missed it wide right, and the half ends on a missed Jay Feely 50-yard field goal attempt.
Let's go.
Finish
on 3, 1, 2, 3,
Chris did a great job, as you know, getting talking to us, because you know he brought us up as a defensive line and was telling us, you know, if we can't overcome this adversity, we're not gonna be able to overcome anything.
So. We're gonna be worth it. Yep. We gotta be able to bounce back from this.
Yep, yep.
This is nothing, right?
I think we did a great job, you know, still playing hard. The game was not over. And just knowing that, you know, just a play here or a play there, you know, could change this whole game around. And it did. And it showed, you know, Sunday, that, you know, how mature this team it really is.
Palmer takes, works against a four-man rush, throws, intercepted. Jermaine Johnson on his way to the end zone, the 20. At the 10, to the 5, and out of bounds inside the 5.
There we go.
Give me both. I'm fat.
We need seven, yes we do. We need seven, how about you?
To give us to Richardson, out to play action. Sam looking for receiver, he pops open. Touchdown number two to Jared Cook.
There we go.
Listen, you got to feel the momentum, and I know this, okay? Yeah, yeah. We have to get the ball back for our offense. Can't stop it. Yeah. Great time for a turnover. Now just turn it up, all right? Turn it up a notch, okay? Yeah. Turn it up a notch.
I think, you know, once the offense start rolling and we seen that they were making plays, I think it was time for the defense to step up. I think we took it, you know, in our hearts, you know, to go out there and, you know, make a play for this offense to, you know, win us a game, because they were making plays and we seen that, you know, they were kind of, you know, unstoppable to a point where they were just driving down the field, you know, getting field goals and stuff like that. So we took it upon ourselves, you know, that we had to make some plays, and, you know, Rob Quinn did a great job, you know, getting the ball out and getting some key sacks in that game for us.
We got enough right here to win the game.
Hell yeah.
We got enough right here to win the game. Let's go.
Palmer there.
Yes,
Quinn comes back, gets a piece of the football. It's on the turf. There's a scramble. Robert Quinn with his third sack and second strip. And they're unpiling bodies to see who's got the football. And this time the Rams have come away with it.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Let's go. We got to be leading in sacks or something.
Johnny Hecker puts it down. Kick is away. On its way. He's got enough leg. They're cheering for good reason. It's good. Game over. The Rams have fought back to take the opener 27-24 over the Arizona Cardinals.
I think it's exciting for us, but I think it's more exciting for the fans to see that we've come a long way. I think last year we could have won that first game, but this year actually winning a game and as a division game, and the fans came out to, you know, support us. I think it was more exciting for the fans to see that, you know, this is a winning ball club, and we come to play for victory every day.
RBN Production.